justification. I've got two of them still here. Does everybody have our prayer needs and things that are there? Oh, you still need one? Oh, you need the mic. Okay. Yep. All right. We're going to look at the word justification. This one tonight is unique because it's not just separate verses, but a lengthy list of verses. Like the first one is Luke 18, 9 through 14. And I'll go ahead and read those. There's okay, Kevin, yes. Yes, go ahead and read through that. And we also want to look at the prayer request. Our motorhome still has not sold. But things are, I just don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm promised in April things are going to change, but we will see what happens with our motorhome. Please pray concerning that. I have 8 vacation Bible schools this summer, taking me from Pontiac, Illinois, back here to Arizona, then over to Mammoth Springs, Arkansas, and then up to Minnesota for the month of August. So I'm going to be back and forth and all around and pray for safety on the road, but also for a vehicle that I'll be able to travel in. And we're just seeking God's will and his direction and hoping for the best. God knows. God does know. And I'm excited about the schedule this summer. In fact, it's really interesting because one of the pastors where I'm going to be holding the VBS, he's telling me that his wife knew my mom and dad when I was born back in Wessington Springs. And she said she's got a lot of stories to tell me.
Caleb, the pastor, when he was just a little boy.
Yes.
Tell that story.
With
the pastor now, you're going to do a VBS at his church.
Oh, yes. Yes, Caleb, I'm, Lord willing, doing a vacation Bible school up, it's Lost Lake Road, and you have to get lost to get there, but it's a church up in the Iron Range, and Caleb, he was just a little boy when I came back in 1986, did the first year of vacation Bible school with them years ago, and he was just a little boy, just a little toddler, and so, but now he's gone off to graduate from high school, graduated from Bible college, and now is the pastor of that church up there, and so it's really interesting. So it's kind of interesting talking to Caleb, who I thought was such a little boy, now being the pastor of the local church, and so yes. So Lord willing, this summer, it's going to work out. They're still working that detail out with the deacons and seeing if it's going to work this summer. So especially with COVID and everything, things are still kind of tight and not sure what's going to happen. But most of the churches I'm in this summer are very small and not subject as much to big crowds. And so it's just a family unit. So we'll see what happens. But here, we want to look at the word justification. I love this word, justification. I think I love it just as much as redemption, to be redeemed. But justification is a Christian's judicial acceptance by God as not guilty because his sins are not counted against him. Justification is a judicial term, which means a change in God's record book. And how does that change occur? Well, we're going to see that it's not by works. Not by works. But this is interesting. So the first one, verses 9 through, what is it? The end of that section through 14, right?
14.
So Kevin, go ahead and read that beginning at verse 9.
And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. 2 men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as the publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess, and the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted.
Yes, that word justification, he was declared not guilty because of what Christ has done for him. He was exalting his own self. It was his own pride. Look at what I have done. Now, could you imagine? Could you imagine when we get to heaven and everybody in heaven is boasting on how they got there? Wouldn't that be a boring place? I mean, oh, I got here because I did this, this, and this. No, that is not the conversation that's going to be in heaven. Conversation is going to be about Christ, and that Christ is our hope, that we trusted in him. What a boring place if everybody comes along and says, whoop, I got here because, man, you should have seen me on earth, you know. Oh, man, what a boring place. No, we're going to focus and worship Christ because Christ is our hope. He's the reason why we're in the presence of God in a place called heaven. That is going to be a wonderful place. Then Romans 3:21. Romans 3:21-31. Yes. All the way down to the end, all the way to chapter 4. Here's another story.
But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and by the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all, and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? Is it excluded? By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. He is the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law.
Yes, that is a powerful portion of Scripture. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believe in Jesus. It's through Christ, through faith, that we are justified. That word propitiation, which we just saw, means a change. Justification is a change in God's record book, but propitiation means all of God's righteous demands are satisfied. They're satisfied in Christ. So it's not by the law, it's not by our deeds, what we have done, but rather it's what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary, that we might have life, and through him we are justified. Then Romans chapter 4, and here's a, you can actually read verses 2 through 25, but there's 2, 5, and 25, just to shorten it. So Romans chapter 4 and verse 2 says this, for if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory. He can boast, but not before God. And then verse 5, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. For those who don't work for it, it's not by works, not by works of righteousness, which I have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. It's through faith and faith alone. And then there's also Mark verse 25, right? And verse 25, way down here, says, all the way to the bottom, says this, who was delivered by our offenses and was raised again for our justification. A change in God's record book, that we are declared righteous. Those two, that word justification also comes from the word righteousness. They're kind of both fit together, really, really tight. Righteousness, that which is right, that which is good, the hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Justification is a very powerful word. Then Galatians 2, verses 15 through 21. Galatians 2, 15 through 21. Who's got that one? Kevin?
Galatians
We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroy, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain.
Yes. Wow, if Roger was here, he would say he got goosebumps. From verse 20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, because of what Christ has done. In the flesh I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me, and gave himself for me. So justification comes by faith, comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, there are many people who say, oh no, justification is given through infant baptism. It's given. No, that's not what it says. It's not by works, it's not by our actions, what we have done, but rather through what Christ has done on the cross. Then the next one, that was Galatians 2:15, right? Galatians 3:7-11. And then Galatians 3:24. So Galatians 3:7-11.
Know ye therefore that they are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith.
By faith, yes. By faith. Then the next one is verses 24 through 29 of the same chapter. 24 through 29.
Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized unto Christ have put on Christ. How far are we supposed to read? 29.
Yeah, all the way to the end of the chapter.
Okay. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Yes, there's no special treatment for somebody just because they're a Jew or just because they're a Gentile, just because they're rich or they're poor. There's no special treatment. It's only by faith and faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ that we might be justified, set free. Justification, just as though we've never sinned, justified. What a powerful word. And then we have James 2:14-26. James 2, beginning at verse 14 all the way down to verse 26.
What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have no works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, but ye warmed and filled, Notwithstanding, ye gave them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou have faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
Yes, so when it comes to faith, listen to these two phrases. Faith alone saves, but a faith that saves is never alone. Secondly, it is faith alone that saves, yet faith that saves is not. Oh, that's the very same phrase. That's found in James 2, 14 through 25. And then salvation is not a goal to achieve. It is a gift to receive because of what Christ has done for us. That's a neat portion of scripture. Faith that hath not works is dead. Yes. What a powerful study. Justification, a change in God's record book. I am redeemed. A new name written down in glory because of what Christ has done on Calvary. And by faith, we accept him and trust in him. We have been declared justified, just as though we've never sinned. But we don't want to fall into the trap that says, okay, now that I'm declared righteous and just as though I've never sinned, that means I won't sin anymore, right? No, that old nature's still there, and we got to fight it. We got to fight it and struggle, just like the story. Remember the story of the dogs in Alaska? The dog you feed is the dog that's going to win. It's the same thing with the old nature. If we feed the old nature, we're going to lose the battle. But if we feed the new nature, that new nature is going to win over. And how do we feed the new nature? By reading the Word of God, by being around friends that love the Lord and influence us in the right way, by being in church, by being around the preaching of God's Word. That new nature is going to start getting stronger and stronger and stronger when we start focusing our attention on Christ and not on the things of this world. Church is so important. And nowadays, because of COVID-19, things have fallen apart. But when things clear up, we need to get back in church. Get back in church. We need that fellowship. We need people around us. We need that encouragement. We need to pray for one another and to feed that new nature. Don't let it lose. Let it be victorious. All right, let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer as we are soon dismissed. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the study of your word. We thank you so much for that word justification that brings out the truth of your word, declared righteous, just as though we've never sinned, a change in God's record book. We thank you for that change. We thank you so much for allowing us to see plainly our sin the way you see sin. That one day we turn from our sin and look to Christ and Christ alone, only by faith in thee. Father, we thank you for today. We pray that it will be an encouragement to keep us going for the rest of the week and to look forward for the sunrise service Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. We hope we're all there and even more as we worship you. We thank you so much for Mrs. Storm. I pray that you'll give her safety as she travels, that we'll get to see her Sunday. Looking forward to it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, you are dismissed. Thank you so much for coming. And those of you also online, thanks for being a part of our service tonight. Lord bless you. Yes. Yes. Just like Jesus. Yes, there you go. Ha ha, very good.